All right, each week Caroline comes in and she highlights a non-profit or an event or just something cool that's happening in the neighbourhood locally here to just be nice to other people, basically. It's really what it is, isn't it, Caroline?
Yeah, this morning my guest is sick, and I know a lot of people out there are sick. Stay healthy, take your C's. So we're going to just do a recap of things that I want to talk about.
Great, here it comes.
Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
You know what? You don't want to be boring, do you? You want to make things mix up a bit and make it different and interesting.
Exactly. I can talk. So I actually really wanted to talk about the Women's March.
Okay.
And I thought it was amazing. And I actually posted something on my personal Facebook page about why I marched. And it was a cut and paste of a really well-written kind of rundown on the reasons why a lot of people were out there, like lots and lots and lots of people across the nation. So, Ava, are you?
Hello. Hi.
We've got Ava in here, too.
Got women then, all right.
Good morning, Ava.
Morning.
I wanted to get, you know, kind of a little do a roundtable of everybody's sort of post-event thoughts. And, you know, Ava, what did you think?
I thought it was tremendous.
Yep,
I really too. Thought it was tremendous. I think a lot of people that were there for different agendas, but I don't think that matters. You know, there was the whole, it's an anti-Trump thing. There's a whole, it's sisters standing together in unity, and it's not about that. It's a whole just, you know, keeping the rights that we've got in place. But Tyler played Jason's speech from the march. I don't know if you were there at the time when Jason, just before he sang his first song, he gave a rousing speech.
He did give a rousing speech.
I was there.
And at the time, I thought, I was FaceTiming it. And, you know, I always stand watching Jason thinking, don't swear. So there's always that. And at the time, I realised, this is actually a great speech. But when Tyler replayed it, it really was a great speech. And it was basically a list of nouns, but they were great nouns.
Oh, thanks for that. I picked some very good nouns there. Yes. Yeah.
Tell us what you said.
I can't remember, but I was announced, you know, here's what we're here for. And I just threw out a load of nouns because my feeling was that everybody was there for different reasons.
That's right.
You know, listen, we perhaps were a little naive at the station because when Cindy O'Brand came to us and said, "Will you help us to put this on?" They needed the umbrella of a non-profit, which we are.
Yep.
In order to get the cobblestones down at Main Beach.
Okay.
To use the cobblestones. And also, to promote and to get the word out about it. We thought it'd be a good thing for us to be down there. And Tyler, you know, perhaps naively thought it was just a women's march, you know. And I kept thinking, well, it's going to be an anti-Trump because it's the day after the inauguration. So it's clearly, you know, connected to that.
It's in response.
It was in response to that. But I think everybody's got their own. That's the thing about progressive thinking. There's a lot of people with a lot of different ideas about what it's all about in any given moment. It's revolutionary, so it's always changing. And that's the nature of that kind of thinking. So, you know, we don't have just one kind of direction or one set of ideals or whatever. So I just threw out a bunch of nouns, unity, dignity, education, I don't know.
Environment.
Environmental stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's, you know, there's the people that we stand with too. That was my personal thing was that we stand with the people that feel right now scared, maligned, nervous, anxious,
yeah.
You know, uncertain. You know, I'll give you an example, right? It's a dead small example, but I guarantee you there are many thousands of people suffering like this right now. It's just been Christmas, the holidays, okay? So when I was a kid, you'd leave the country and go. I would go and stay with my dad for Christmas, uh-huh. And then I would go home. Well, how many people do you think, you know, who are in the middle of an immigration conversation? So a guy maybe is, you know, trying to get his wife from Iran, or one of the seven nations that we are now saying are bad nations.
Right.
You know, this conspiracy of evil, whatever it is. Then so all right, some guy from Libya or from Iran. He's trying to get his wife over. She goes home to visit her family over the holidays. Now she's not sure if she can get back in.
Yeah.
because visas are not, it's not certain anymore.
Right.
And this is happening all the time. I've been reading about it in the press and I've heard it on other radio stations that this is really happening for human beings on the ground. These are guys that work in Silicon Valley or wherever and they're trying to bring their wives over.
Right.
You know.
Yep. Yeah, there's so many issues that are going on concurrently. And yeah, I mean, to your point of there were multiple agendas. They were all represented. And I think that this march, this rally across the world allowed for all of these agendas to really coexist and get recognition in a way that I haven't seen before. Because there are so many elements here, like you said.
Right.
I mean, human rights, kind of the big umbrella. And then we've got all education, really? Secretary of Education?
Well, you know, I don't want to make it...
Okay, we're not going to politicize it. But, you know, you've got, like, multiple aspects going on at once that, you know, people actually are feeling aligned with, a lot of them, which is sad, but also that's what made this whole thing so, I think, incredibly successful and inspiring, is right. That they all were represented and people were able to speak their truth and be heard. I don't know.
To my mind, it's just, you know what? We're talking about Christian values. And you know, obviously, I'm not a Christian, but I'm telling you, you know, healing the sick, healing the planet. These are Christian values. Educating your children, you know, feeding the hungry, looking after the homeless. These are, you know, and those things have been called into question. You know, who pays for it? That stuff has been called into question during the election cycle. Now, of course, we all know who called it into question. I'm not an idiot, but that's really the. I wouldn't use the T word because I don't think it's relevant. I think what's important is that we need to have a conversation in this country about what our values are. Because when the president says the American people think this or American values are that, the rest of the world goes, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah. Well, most of the people also say that. You know, he's just a reflection of where we are at as a country.
My friend
spotlight.
My friend said yesterday, it's just a symptom. It's not
exactly. He's a reflection of what's happening. Narcissism and all of the, and sort of this like extreme contrast of what's happening in the country. And now people are really motivated to make change. Where I think that they were sort of like, had we had a different person in the presidency, it would have been status quo. So a lot of people that have never done any kind of activism were out and marching and rallying last Saturday, mm-hmm. and were inspired. And you'll see that all over Facebook. You know, well, people, this is my first time I've ever done anything like that.
I think it's really important that whilst we're all basking in the afterglow of this wonderful event last Saturday,
mm-hmm.
that you now have to take a next step and another step and
sure,
another step.
Sure, I totally agree.
Right, so it's about encouraging people to take some sort of action. You know, even I saw talk to my friend the other day, good friend of mine, who's miserable about, you know, what's going to happen going forward, right?
Yep.
So, and I said, you know what? Don't be miserable. Don't sit around.
Something.
Do a couple of hours a week, whatever. Doesn't matter what it is. Stand by, and this going back to my point about who we stand by. Stand by the people that you feel could be hurt by policy going forward. You know, if you care about immigrants, do some work for you know, San Diego County is packed with Syrian immigrants. They are refugees from a terrible, terrible situation, which we've done nothing to help, frankly.
Totally.
Right? So go down there and help them. Do something. Teach them English. So, you know, you can do that. You can teach people English. Just have a conversation with them. You just have to talk to them. So those kind of things, A, will help them, and B, will help you because you'll feel better about your position in the community. It's important.
Yes. Service is number one. It's amazing what you get out of when you help somebody else.
Do you know what was really great? Kids were holding banners that they'd made.
Oh, it was a multi-generational rally. And I'm saying babies to 90-year-olds in wheelchairs. This one guy had this poster that was just, I wish I should have, my phone was dead. I took so many pictures. Battery went out. But, and I was like, so like, right on, like old man in a wheelchair.
What did his banner say?
I can't remember what it said, but I was like, oh my God. There were some funny ones. Awesome. That's,
we've got the wit. If it was a battle of wits, we've got the wits. The people down there have got the, but it's not a battle of wits, unfortunately.
But I mean, somebody, a friend of mine who used to be the USA Today pop music critic, Edna Gunderson, said it first on Facebook. She's like, somebody should really make a coffee table book out of all of the signs. And the banners, I was starting to post signs because I was getting them from New York and Boston and San Francisco, friends sending me like clever signs, and they were amazing. I wish I could say that I had one. I didn't.
What's great, though, about the fact that kids were holding banners is they were clearly having a conversation with their parents, which I don't think people do on a regular basis, certainly not around here. We've got a very blessed life around here, you know, and I don't think people have those conversations with their kids that much, but I think now they are. And now they're, you know, the kids are now writing banners, and the kids were, you know, they've got at least got a focus on, hey, we're going to be nice to each other. It was, you know, it's one kid's holding a banner that says, love will change the world or something. And I'm like, all right, if you're seven, that's a fantastic place to start. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I mean, we talk, this community is very vocal with their kids about all kinds of activism.
Well, I hope so. Maybe I'm speaking out of turn.
You know, but that's part of the, you know, coastal communities, I believe, in the United States are more progressive. They just are. And the kids are, you'd be surprised what, you know, my 9 and 11-year-old come home and what they know and what they're really talking about on the playground.
Because I don't have kids. Mrs. Pickles doesn't really talk about
Luke, do you want to say
that
something?
Stuff. Luke's here.
Luke's here. Yeah.
Caroline's son. Hi, Luke. How old are you, Luke?
11.
You're 11. You've been on the show before.
Yeah.
What do you think about all this?
Weird, and I'm not really into politics, and I don't think I should be because I'm 11 years old, not educated enough, have to wait like 7 more years till
before
I
you
actually
can vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually know what the heck is going on.
Can I ask you, make a request?
Sure.
When it's time to vote, please vote.
Yes.
All right, good man. That's important. That's the most important thing. All right, listen, we've got to move on.
Yeah.
But,
exactly.
there's a thing going on Sunday at Temple Bat Yam, which is a big, big Jewish campus, very big, fancy campus in Newport Beach. And what it is a, it's a gathering of, and I haven't really planned to say this, so I'm not saying it very well, but it's a gathering of good minds, people from the LAPD, the Anti-Defamation League. There's going to be a representative from the Muslim community, and it's like a town hall event.
Fantastic.
And it starts at 5 o'clock at Temple Bat Yam on Sunday. So it's an interfaith, and also, you know, the police will be there, basically, you know. And so they're going to talk, they're going to do an open discussion and question and answer thing. What happens if you are the victim of a hate crime or speech around here, who you can go to, who you can talk to. Then at the very end of it, the kids from Music in Common will sing.
Oh, that's great, Jason. That's so Jason's major project. Yeah. Real quick, I want to talk about the fundraiser coming up with Iron Butterfly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got to promote. I mean, I haven't promoted the station's fundraiser, and that's a very important thing. Then we'll wrap up.
Go ahead.
You go ahead. You have the
you
liner
want me to talk
notes.
About it? All right, I've got the notes here.
Okay, I'll say the KX93.5 will be hosting a big musical fundraiser coming up on February
18th.
18th.
7:30 p.m. at Laguna Playhouse.
Yep.
Tickets online at kx935.com. You know, seminal American psychedelic rock band Iron Butterfly with a big gong behind them and the full on like a psychedelic light show and lasers and all that. Full bar will also be available. Tito's Vodka are doing cocktails. And again, tickets on sale at kx935.com. Opening will be Professor Columbo, who are great favourites of ours.
And come out and just support the radio station. It'll be a community, fun community event. If you don't like psychedelic rock, doesn't matter because, you know, it'll be just really groovy vibe to be with your local, you know, your fellow local peeps and helping the radio station stay afloat. Because without this radio station, what this radio station has done for our community is priceless.
We have you're so to nice.
It's true. I mean, there are little communities all over the country that would love to have this station.
Yeah.
So we are really, really grateful. I am grateful and fortunate to have KX, and let's keep it rolling.
All right, so it's 9 o'clock, so it's going to be Full Album Fridays in a couple of minutes with the band Spill. So Tyler will be interviewing the band Spill, and they've got a new record out, and it's still going to, track by track, he talks about every track, and it's going to be fun. So, good. Thank you, Caroline.
Well, thanks, everybody. So next week, I'll be back in. Remember, I am Friday mornings now, 8:20 a.m., Friday, 8:20. It's all represented on my Facebook page. And if you have anybody for me to interview, let me know on my Facebook page, and I will definitely consider it. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Ava. And thank you, Luke. Time to get you to school. This is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.